A massive landslide in Glacier Bay National Park more than a week ago is exciting scientists around the world. Margaret Friedenauer of Station KHNS in Haines has more.
Scientists from NASA, the U.S. Geological Survey, and elsewhere are calling the slide at Mount La Perouse the biggest in the world in the last 4 years and possibly the largest ever recorded in Alaska. A group of scientists first detected the slide after it happened on February 16th. Colin Stark is a research professor with the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University. Stark and his colleagues developed a technique, funded by the National Science Foundation, to identify massive landslides using global seismic information. Stark said when the La Perouse landslide showed up among their data, they knew something unusual had taken place.
Last Sunday, I was watching I checked the catalog that he generates every day, and I spotted an event that we'd detected but wasn't detected by the USGS or by an agency in Germany or the Alaska Earthquake Information Center. And when that happens, it's kind of a big red flag. It sort of says, ooh, this could be an anomalous event.
Stark and his colleagues try to identify long-period waves in their analysis. Short-period waves are the kind that normally occur in earthquakes, but longer waves can show a slower surface movement that might indicate a landslide. Stark enlisted help from NASA to get an Earth observation satellite to pass over the area. He also put word out to other scientists, hoping as the news spread, access to satellite imagery would also grow. Word eventually reached Haines pilot Drake Olson, who had located the La Tuya slide. He heard the approximate location of this slide to be around Bradley Glacier. He was hesitant to go on a landslide goose chase, but he took to the skies, and on the southern end of the Fairweather Range, he spotted the obvious change in landscape.
There was a cloud layer in Glacier Bay. I was going, you know, I got a lot of work to do. I shouldn't be going off and doing this. This is like a needle in a haystack. I was just generally perusing everything, and then I looked ahead and went, yeah, there it was. Stuck out like a sore thumb.
Scientists estimate the breakaway from the mountain had started just around 9,000 feet. Olson landed near the terminus at about 3,700 feet. The debris field is estimated to be almost 5 miles long with about 68 million metric tons of material. For comparison, the La Tuya slide released less than a third of that. Olson skied the area to take photos, at least until he noticed the mountain and debris was still emitting small movements and sounds.
I put my skis on. I did a kind of a quick analysis of the snowpack right there where the airplane was just to make sure things were reasonable. And then I hiked all around in on the thing. And so when I got up to the icefall, I started approaching it. Wouldn't you know that the thing had a pretty good release, big thundering rumble, and I hightailed it out of there.
Stark says it's unlikely Olson was in danger. Most of the activity took place at the mountain when it broke away. The debris field is so large because it was moving across ice and spread out, he said.
It had nothing to worry about at that point because most of that was sliding over ice. Only the very initial part of the landslide was very, very steep, dropping about 1,000 meters, something like that. And that's what makes the forces that make the seismic waves that we detected, not the sliding over ice.
Stark said more massive slide events like these happen in Alaska than anywhere else in the world. And more happen than even scientists realize, he said. That's because most go undetected and unseen. But the new technique used to find this slide will hopefully help notify scientists when other massive landslides occur. Stark said he can even use the analysis to go back through data to identify slides that have occurred in years previous. Doing that, he's already identified a massive slide that he says took place in 1997 near Mount McKinley. As for the cause of the landslides, Stark said that's even harder to determine. He says most slides like La Tuya and La Perouse happen on south-facing slopes and often in the summer. That gives him a small clue into a possible underlying cause.
One thing I'm a little hesitant about sort of disseminating too much at this point, but a lot of the events in Alaska have been south-facing warm summer events. So there's a hint, and it's only a hint, that there might be some sort of rock permafrost thawing related, and slowly, steadily losing permafrost ice, and that affecting the stability of the slopes.
Seismologists with Alaska Earthquake Center said once they heard about the landslide, they went back through their data and looked for long-period waves and found the event. It was the equivalent of a 2.5 magnitude earthquake, they said. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.